evening, everyone. Welcome to Be Manifest. Let's start praise and worship together this evening. Welcome to those online.
Oh, my God is awesome. His name moves mountains, keeps me in the valley, hides me from the rain. My God is awesome, heals me when I'm broken, strength where I've been weakened, forever he will reign.
Sing again.
Oh, my God is awesome, his name moves mountains, keeps me in the valley, hides me from the rain. My God is awesome, heals me when I'm broken, strength where I've been weakened, forever he will reign. Yes, my God is awesome. the God who was, who is, and is to come. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. You, I trust, my life is in your hands. Jesus, you are the miracle working God. Sing it one more time from the top. You are the God. You are the God who was, who is, and is to come.
Oh, Jesus.
And in you, and in you, I trust my life is in your hands.
Jesus, you're the miracle working God.
You are Yahweh.
the beginning and the end, and everything in between. Lord, you are in full control of our lives. The keys are in your hands. Once upon a time, the devil had rights over our lives, but no longer, because you came and you turned all things around for our eternal benefit. Blessed be your holy name, Most High, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, you've called us to this solemn assembly that you've captioned, "Be manifest." Lord, oh God, let there be a manifestation of your splendor, of your glory, a manifestation, oh God, of your promises. Not by our might, nor by our power, but by your Spirit. Meet with us, Lord, wherever we are, in this building, in this sanctuary, wherever we are, in the nations of the world. Do, Father, what only you can do. You are Alpha and Omega, and we give you praise, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. I call it so done. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome to this time of gathering together. You may be seated. I want to thank God for every one of you that have taken time to present yourself before the Lord this day that the Lord God Almighty has made for us to rejoice and be glad. This happens to be the last conference that God has called for. And this is the last month. When he captioned it, he called it the Conference of Manifestation. What that means to you and I is this: that there are things that may be hidden from our view, kept away, blocked, that must be released. And what I'm expecting God to do for us this weekend is to manifest every miracle, every promise that he has declared in his word and declared to us prophetically, that there will be a manifestation. If you receive that, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. There must be a manifestation. The Bible tells us in the book of Genesis, the 37th chapter, about a young man called Joseph. Joseph was 17 years old when he dreamt an incredible dream. And in this dream, he saw sheaves. And all the sheaves were standing except for his. And all of a sudden, by the act of God, his sheaf stood up also. And when he stood up, the others bowed. And he shared this dream with his brothers and said, I had a dream, and this is what the dream said. And his brothers were very upset with him. Incidentally, this dream started when he was 17 years old, but at this time in his life, the father had just given him a coat that had many colors on it. This was the initiation into this spiritual realm of honor. This was the son that was meant to be the first son, but it ended up being the 11th son. But God had an agenda. And the agenda was this, that when God makes a promise and God declares his purpose, that it doesn't matter how long the enemy tries to delay it, there will be a manifestation. I don't know what has been happening in your life, and you may not know what has happened in my life. We may not all know what has happened to us as a church, but this I do know, that God is a God who will bring to pass every promise, because he cannot lie. Hallelujah. He was 17 when he dreamt that dream. Then he dreamt another dream about the stars and the sun and the moon bowing down to his star. And that got everybody in the family all wound up, including the father. And so the enemy began to do everything he could do to make sure that this dream does not come to pass. But he kept on serving. Father put him in a position where he took food, groceries, and took it to his brothers to serve them. And when he got to the place where his brothers were supposed to be, the brothers were not there. They moved on to somewhere else, and he was busy going around wandering. And somebody gave him direction and said, I think I saw your brothers heading in that direction. So he went in that direction, going the extra mile. And when he finally saw his brothers, or the brothers rather saw him, they said, that comes the dreamer. We're going to take care of this. We're going to kill him, and that'll be the end of this dream. But they did not know that God had an agenda. Somebody say, God has an agenda. It may not be clear to you, but it's absolutely clear to him. You may not know why you're going through what you're going through, but God knows why you're going through what you're going through. We as a church may not know why we've gone through all the experiences we've gone through, but God knows why we're going through all of those experiences, because he has an agenda. And that agenda must come to pass, because ultimately what God says is what goes. Hallelujah. So the first thing, they decided they're going to kill him. Then they decided not to kill him. They decided to throw him inside a pit. And so there he was in a dry pit. Then their eyes were opened and they saw this Midianites coming. And they said, why just kill him? Let's make some money. So they sold him out into slavery. And he comes to Potiphar's house, was sold to Potiphar, and there he was serving. Someone says serving. He started his journey serving. And here he was serving. And as he served in Potiphar's house, the Bible tells us that Potiphar's wife tried to seduce him, but he stayed true to the vision, to the calling. He did not betray himself, and he ended up, because of doing the right thing, ended up in jail. But while he was in jail, he kept on serving. He did not stop. At about the same time, the Bible tells us that two of Pharaoh's servants, his baker and his butler, were thrown in jail. And there he kept on serving those ones. And one day he came by and he saw them sad and he said, "Why are you guys so sad? What's going on?" And they shared their dreams with him. And he, who used to be the dreamer, now became an interpreter of dreams. And he interpreted the dreams of this man. And he said to the butler, "You're going to be restored back to your position. But when you get back there, please remember me." And just as he interpreted, the butler was restored, the baker was killed. But the butler, who was so excited, forgot about him for 2 years. Somebody said 2 years. God had an agenda. You say, "Why do you say that?" Well, it was a good thing that he forgot him for 2 years. You say, "Why would that have been a good thing?" Because you see, all Joseph wanted to do was get back to be with his father. And if he had not been forgotten for 2 years, if he was released right away, the one thing he would have done was head back to where his father was and would have missed God's agenda, God's eternal plan for his life. Sometimes people may forget what promises they've made to us. "I'm going to do this for you, and I'm going to do that for you." And you think, "Why did this person forget me? They're wicked, they are evil, they are liars, and they are all kinds of things." No, just be patient. God has an agenda. There is going to be a time of a manifestation. 17 years old he was when he first dreamt those dreams. Now he's 30. For 13 years, it seemed that that which he saw in a dream was not going to happen. I don't know how long you've been waiting for a manifestation of that which God promised, that which God showed to you. I don't know what you've been going through, but I do know this, that God has a plan. God has an agenda. There is a target time, a set time that God has set in his own plan to favor you, to establish you, to bring you to your rightful place. When he was 30, Pharaoh dreamt a dream. He dreamt two dreams. And when all he had as his resource to interpret his dream couldn't do it, the Bible says, all of a sudden, the butler remembered. "Ah, I remember. I remember there was a guy out in the prison who interpreted and said such and such to me, and exactly what he said came to pass." Pharaoh says, "What are you waiting for? Go get the guy." So they sent word to Joseph. But Joseph recognized something. If I'm going to present myself before Pharaoh, I've got to be properly dressed. And he took whatever little he had, cleaned himself up, and presented himself to Pharaoh. You know the rest of the story. He interpreted the dream, and Pharaoh said, "Who else in this whole land is just as wise as this guy?" "Well, man, I tell you what, you're going to be second in command. You're going to take your rightful place." This was the dream he dreamt 13 years ago. He was now in the right place at the right time for the right purpose. And I believe God is setting you and I up for an incredible experience in him, because he is going to make manifest his divine purpose. If you've received that, shout hallelujah. The Bible tells us about Abraham. Abraham was 75 years old. He'd been traveling with his father, and now his father is dead. God speaks to him. And he says, "I'm going to make a great nation out of you," in Genesis 12. "I'm going to bless you, and whoever blesses you is going to be blessed, and whoever curses you is going to be cursed. You are going to be a great nation. You are going to be a great blessing. Great things are going to happen in your life. Well, he was married, and if he's going to be a great nation, he obviously has to have children. But his wife was barren. And he was up in age. And he wondered, how is this going to happen? How is there going to be a manifestation of this miracle? Well, Sarah, the wife, and Abram, who became Abraham, decided to do things their own way, come up with their own solution. You see, God did not stop them. They did whatever it is that they wanted to do, but God still had his agenda. Their doings did not stop God from his agenda. What God decided he was going to do from the beginning was not going to be changed, not even by Abraham and Sarah. So even though they produced an Ishmael, God still had an agenda. Now, here is Abraham at 99 years old. And God shows up and says to him, and the wife at this time is 89 or 90 years old, says, Sarah's going to have a child. And Sarah starts cracking up. This guy's just kidding. We don't know you guys. You just showed up in here, and now we are going to have a son. When I was 65, that was already too old. When you first said, my husband was going to be a great nation. Now I am 90. Now you come in here and you're going to tell me I'm going to have a child? She cracks up laughing. The angel of the Lord, a theophanic experience or showing of the Lord before time, before he showed up as Jesus, says to her, why did you laugh? Well, she said, I didn't laugh. He said, surely you did laugh. But I tell you what, you're going to have this child. I'm going to come and I'm going to visit you, and you're going to have this child. Okay. So what did God do? He sure did. He came and visited, the Bible says, he visited Sarah. And Sarah had Isaac. God did it. Touched her womb and produced an Isaac. There was a manifestation. There was a revelation of the purpose of God. What promise did God make you? You say, Pastor, what are you saying? I'm saying, don't let go of the promise. No matter how hard and how difficult the situation might be, God is still on the throne, and what God says is what's going to go. He has the final word. He has the final word concerning my life. And no matter how hard it becomes, God is still the faithful God who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The unchanging changer will do what he said he's going to do. He is God and he cannot lie. Period. Hallelujah. God manifested an Isaac because he had an agenda. Before time began, the Bible tells us that Jesus was going to be born. And he made that very clear when man sinned and fell short of the glory of God. God made a promise that the seed of the woman was going to be born. In time, day after day, year after year, century after century, millennia after millennia, came and went, and God kept on saying, there's going to be a son. There's going to be a son. There's going to be a son. This son is coming. This son is coming. This son is coming. And 1,000 years later, nothing. But God kept on saying the same thing. For unto us a child is born. For unto us a son is given. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his kingdom, there shall be no end. And still nothing. Isaiah prophesied. And prophet after prophet prophesied about Jesus coming. David comes and he tells his stories about this Messiah that's going to come, and yet nothing happened. So, Pastor, why are you saying this to us this evening? I'm saying this to say this. When God keeps on saying he's going to do something, he's going to do it. Let me say that again. When God says, I'm going to do this, and says, I have done this for you, be settled in your heart that it is done. You may never be able to explain how he's going to do it, but he's going to do what he's going to do. Amen? Because he remains God, and he cannot lie. Let me say it this way to you. The Bible says that the devil is the father of lies. If Jesus, if God ever lies, he becomes a subject, a child of the devil. Do you think that God hates you that much to lie to you so that he becomes a child of the devil? No. If God says he's going to do something, consider it done, finished, period, exclamation point. But when God is working, you don't know. And how he does what he does, you don't know. But one thing I've learned, one thing the Lord has been speaking very clearly to us is this, that it's important to be a servant. And so there was a man called Zechariah. He was up in age. And he's behind the veil, away from the people, preparing the incense. And while he is there, an angel of the Lord shows up and says to this man, Zechariah, whose wife, incidentally, was barren. It's amazing how God works with barren people. Your wife is going to have a baby. Right. I'm old. My wife is 88 years old. She's going to have a baby. All this time, if you wanted to do such a miracle, you should have done it when it was convenient. Why are you coming to tell me now that my wife is going to have a child? Yes, she is. And by the way, because it's the fullness of time, and I don't want your mouth messing things up, you are going to be mute right now. I shut your mouth. So he's there, trying to talk and can't talk, but he can't keep the people, the audience, waiting. So he comes out and he starts signing to people. And he must have seen something. Can you imagine? He goes home and he's still mute. But he's been told that the name of the child was going to be John. So the wife is pregnant and God shows up through an angel and begins to speak to a young lady who's a virgin. She's not even married yet, just betrothed. Says, you're going to have a child. Right? Me. I don't know a man. It doesn't matter. But I want you to know that your cousin, Elizabeth, that is called barren. She's so barren, people knew her to be barren and called her barren. You know, when you've got an issue and your name is associated, your person is associated with your problem, you know you got a problem. She is pregnant and it's the 6th month. But I love it. It says, behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she had also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the 6th month with her who was called barren. Was called barren. It's a 6th month. But you know, she has this baby in her womb. And she's not felt the baby for 6 months. But she believed she was pregnant. But there's no sign. No movement. The angel says to Mary, she's pregnant. Mary packs up her stuff and goes to see Elizabeth. And as soon as she arrives, the Bible says to us in verse 41, it says, and it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb. Hallelujah. Leaped. It didn't say it moved. It says it leaped. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You see, when God is on the matter, you can be certain that no matter what the enemy tries to do to suppress that agenda, that plan of God, that God's word and God's authority will cause a change to take place. That which seemed to be dead in Elizabeth's womb came alive. I declare today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that by the Spirit of the Most High, that every dream and every aspiration, everything that God has promised you that seems to be in the place of death will receive life even now and begin to leap rejoicing because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. There must be a manifestation. Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. Wow. Filled with the Holy Ghost? You mean before the day of Pentecost? Yeah. Elizabeth is filled with the Holy Ghost. Why? Mary came to her. And the word of God that was in Mary, meaning Jesus, when Jesus saw John and John saw Jesus in the realm of the Spirit, something happened. I pray today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that God will connect you and I to that which will cause us to leap. Hallelujah. There is somebody that God has assigned to me, assigned to you, who is going to cause the thing that is inside of you to come alive. Praise the Lord. Elizabeth is filled with the Holy Ghost, filled with the power of God. That which was within her came alive. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in verse 30, starting to read from verse 30, it says these words. It says, "And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God." Some say, Mary found favor with God. Say with me, just like Mary found favor with God, I too this day find favor with God. Hallelujah. Favor is key. Verse 31 says, "And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb." In your womb, you are going to conceive and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. Why does it say of his father David? Because God had made a promise to David that David was always going to have his son on the throne. But David's sons started messing up, doing all the wrong things, going against the plans and the purposes of God. But God had made a promise. David, you're always going to have a son on the throne. So what does God do? God made himself a son of David. I tell you what, whatever God's got to do, God is going to do, because there must be a manifestation. There must be a manifestation. I say there must be a manifestation. He did it with Isaac. God says, yes, her womb is dead, but I'm going to come visit her. And when God visited her, Jesus became the Isaac in Sarah's womb. So he demanded later on for Isaac to be sacrificed, because he was that which came inside her womb. If God has to be anything to be what he needs to be in your life, he will do it. Once it comes out of his mouth, I'm going to do such and such a thing, it is settled. But you know what? The Word of God says that God will do exceedingly far above anything that you and I dare ask or think, according to the power that worketh. So even if you did not hear it, but you thought it, God says, since you are thinking a good thought, I'm going to match you and grant a bonus. Hallelujah. You say, Pastor, what does that mean? It means there's no time that you must stop dreaming. Keep on believing. Keep on trusting. Because God will do exceedingly far beyond anything you dare ask or think. Hallelujah. He is still God. And he's saying, there must be a manifestation. Praise the Lord. The next verse says, it says, "And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." Of his kingdom there shall be no end. Of his kingdom there shall be no end. You know, the devil has been trying to crush the church, dismantle the body of Christ through the ages. Nero tried, but why Nero is trying to kill believers in the arenas, the people in the bleachers were getting saved. The church could not be crushed. Mao tried to crush the church, which is part of the kingdom of God. And there's more people saved and coming alive in the kingdom of God today than when Mao started. The kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our God. Governments today are trying to crush the church, trying to do everything to sabotage, to intimidate the church of Jesus Christ. But it's a lie, because God's kingdom shall be made manifest. The word of God says, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. And you and I are part of that kingdom. We represent that kingdom. And I say to you today, the devil's a liar. You are not going under. The devil and his kingdom, they are going under. Praise the Lord. The word of God says, as we continue, it says, then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be? How's this going to happen? Seeing I know not a man. The only way I can see that something like this can happen is if I know a man. It's incredible. She is betrothed. She could have thought, okay, I'm going to have a child. I guess Joseph is going to do it. We're already engaged. So that's how it's going to happen. But something inside of her knew that this engagement with this angel was unusual. That this angel didn't just come to talk to her about Joseph and herself, but that something greater than this was about to happen in her life. So she asked the question, how is this going to happen? I don't know a man. Why? Because she knew when, listen, are you ready for this? When the angel said it, that it happened that very moment. When it was spoken, that's when it happened. It was not down the line. She knew. Something inside of her knew. When it was spoken, it happened. But how? I don't know a man. Because whatever it is God wants to do doesn't have to be what you are familiar with. Amen? How God does what God does is not my problem. All I need to do is just believe. Hallelujah. And Elizabeth is about to say the same thing to her in just a moment. Verse 35 says, it says, and the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost. Someone say the Holy Ghost. Say it again, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. That which came upon her is what triggered something in Elizabeth. So whatever it is that God wants to do, God has to give to you to bring into the life of the other that is going to participate in bringing life, the continuity of life through you so that you experience your miracle. Nobody is blessed by themselves. God blesses us to be a blessing. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God, or the Word of God. That holy thing. Eli said to Samuel, what thing did God say to you? When the word thing is used here, it's what word? And in having an understanding of that, let us have an understanding of this. It says, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. That holy thing. That vision, that dream, that word that you're carrying, that you're going to birth, is going to be God manifesting himself in your situation. That husband is going to be the manifestation of God coming through. That child, that business, that whatever, that's going to be God. Because everything that is was created by the Word. Hallelujah. The Word of God. The Word of God is going to manifest God's divine purpose in my life and in your life, in our church. Not by our might, nor by our power, but by the Spirit of God. The words that I speak unto you, Jesus said, they are spirit and they are life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 36 says, he says, and behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she had also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. And verse 37, this is powerful. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. With God, nothing shall be. It didn't say nothing should be. It says nothing shall be. When it comes to God, nothing shall be impossible. So we can believe God. The God who parts Red Seas and Jordans. The God who causes water to come out of the rock. The God who causes quail and manna to be made available for the millions of people and made certain that everyone was fed every day. That God is still God today. Hallelujah. And no devil can stop him. When God sets his mind to do a thing, he does it. And he's not going to allow me to make him a liar. Hallelujah. And he's not going to allow you to make him a liar. He's going to do what he said he's going to do. And he's going to accomplish it. And I believe the reason he captioned this particular last conference as be manifest is because he's saying to everything that he's promised that it must manifest itself now. Hallelujah. So I'm expecting God to manifest for me, to manifest for you, to manifest for us his promises. God is a good God. Praise the Lord. Verse 40 through 45. He says, Mary entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. It came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. 42. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, watch this, this is powerful. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. There were no emails. There was no Facebook broadcast, you know, with Mary doing selfies, saying, look, I'm pregnant. Nothing like that. What's happening here? This is the move of the Holy Spirit. That there are times when we just know. You just know things. And I believe that God is bringing us to that place where we become spiritually aware of what's going on, what needs to be said, what needs to be done. And here she says, you're blessed. You're a blessed woman. And blessed is the fruit of thy womb. Wow. Incredible. 43 says, and whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord, the mother of my Lord, the mother of my Lord, she is by the Holy Spirit interpreting and seeing things. Elizabeth, that's been barren all her life, is now a prophetess. When the power of the Holy Spirit comes upon us, we are going to begin to speak things that we cannot know any other way but supernaturally. I believe that God is calling us to that place of manifestation by putting prophetic declarations in our mouth. That as we talk to each other, we'll begin to prophesy to each other in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, this is what I hear God saying. Say, who's this person? What do you know? What Bible school did you go to? Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. This is what I hear God saying. I see this, I see this, I see this. Oh, 2022, as you and I step into it, we are going to prophesy the prophetic declarations of God that will bring about a manifestation of the purposes of God like never before. The devil's a liar, because now we will declare what God is declaring. We will hear the Spirit of the living God speaking clearly, even the children shall prophesy. Mother of my Lord, I should be coming to you, but the mother of my Lord has come to me. Wow. For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, as soon as I heard, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. Hallelujah. You shall be celebrated in Jesus' mighty name. I say, you shall be celebrated in Jesus' mighty name. We as God's people will be celebrated in Jesus' mighty name. As a church, we will be celebrated in Jesus' mighty name. Because people will hear. I declare in Jesus' mighty name that the voice of our salutation, the voice of our prophetic declaration, the voice of our blessings shall be received, shall be heard by men and women far and near. And as they hear it, something, the dreams and the hopes and the aspirations of their lives will leap for joy and celebrate the goodness of the living God. Hallelujah. It is time for celebration in the house of the Most High. God is good. Hallelujah. In verse 45, hear this. Oh, hear this. He says, and blessed is she that believed. That's all we need to do. We just need to believe. For there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. There shall be a performance. That which God spoke, God will perform. The Bible tells us, this is incredible. Every time I read this particular aspect, I wonder, why did it happen this way? Elizabeth is pregnant, 6 months pregnant. Mary stays with her for 3 months. So Elizabeth is now due. And Mary leaves. She stayed there for 3 months. Won't you stay and see the baby? Why does the Word of God tell us that she left? Because God was trying to say to us, what I started, I finish. Mary, you don't need to be here anymore. Just go. Because it's already done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I declare in Jesus' name that which God has already started as the Alpha, that He will finish as the Omega, and that Mary can leave because it is finished. It is finished. There must be a manifestation of the prophet that shall make the way for the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. God is still saying the same thing to us now. He's saying, I don't need to see the baby born. I want you to know it's already done. Glory be to God. There was a man called, a prophet called Ezra. And he writes in Ezra chapter 1. It's 1 through 8. He writes about a king called Cyrus. He says, now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled. The Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia. Stir it up so that what Jeremiah prophesied will come to pass. I declare this day in the mighty name of Jesus that there be a stirring up of hearts of men and women who will bring about the fulfillment of every prophetic declaration, of every promise that God has made to you, made to me, made to His church, to the body of Christ, that there will be a stirring up. There are sometimes things happen, a stirring up that takes place, and sometimes we don't know why. But God knows why at the fullness of time. There must be a stirring. The Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and put it also in writing, saying, verse 2. Thus said Cyrus, king of Persia, the Lord God of heaven had given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he had charged me to build him an house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Now, who is this Cyrus? Cyrus is prophesied about 100 years before he was born. 100 years before he was born. The prophet Isaiah prophesied about him. In Isaiah chapter 44 and verse 24, I'll come back to Ezra in just a moment. Isaiah 44 and verse 24, the word of God says, thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer. Thus said the Lord, thy Redeemer, thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb. I am the Lord that maketh all things. Hallelujah. Your Redeemer, the one who formed in the womb. He says, I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone. I don't need any help. Praise the Lord. I stretch forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself. I put everything all by myself. All by myself. I don't need no help. I can do it. All by myself. That frustrated, oh, I love this, that frustrated the tokens of the liars. Everyone that wants to come against God's plan, against your life, God says, I'm going to frustrate them because they are liars. Nothing is going to stop the manifestation and the revelation of that which I have promised you. I did it all by myself. Glory be to God. And make a diviners mad. They're divining. I see this, I see that. He says, I'm going to make them mad because they're going to pull in their hair off. Because they thought, oh, this is what's going to happen. We see it. We read our tarot card. We looked at our Ouija board. We looked at our whatever. And this is what it said. It says, I'm going to frustrate them. I'm going to make them crazy because whatever it is that they are saying is not going to work because I am God, I'm in charge, and I do it all by myself. Glory be to God. I know what's on my mind. I have an agenda, and I don't even need any angels to assist me. I do it all by myself. I will bring it to pass all by myself. I will bring you to your fulfillment all by myself. I will break every stronghold all by myself. Somebody shout hallelujah. It says that turneth wise men backward. He frustrates the liars. He brings to naught the counsel of Ahithophel and says, yes, you're a smart guy, but I'm going to cause all of your wisdom to be turned back. Why? My servant is going to be protected. And since I've made a decision to bless and not curse. And there's no divination that can operate against him, and no weapons formed or fashioned against him can in any way, shape, or form prosper. I am going to be every step of the way against whatever is against my servant. Hallelujah. God will be against whatever is against you. Whatever is against your children, whatever is trying to frustrate you, you will experience the goodness of God and testify of the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. The devil does not have the final say. God does. Hallelujah. That turneth wise men backwards and maketh their knowledge foolish. Oh, glory. I make their knowledge foolish. That confirmeth the word of the servant, his servant, and performeth the counsel of his messengers. There will be a performance that said to Jerusalem, thou shalt be inhabited. And to the cities of Judah ye shall be built. And I will raise up the decayed places thereof. 27. Thus said to the deep, be dry, and I will dry up thy rivers. And here in verse 28, Isaiah for the first time prophesies. It says, thus said of Cyrus, he is my shepherd and shall perform all my pleasure. Even saying to Jerusalem, thou shalt be built, and to the temple, thy foundation shall be laid. What is this? God already declared that this was going to happen, and now he finds the man. But the man he found was not going to be born for another 100+ years. You see, because God doesn't just deal with your timeline. He deals with his timeline. Whoever it is that God has ordained to be the blessing in your life, they have no choice because God is going to stir them up. Hallelujah. There will be a stirring because they've been prophesied about already. There was a donkey that was tied up in a place where two roads met, outside by where there was a door, and had never been ridden or used by any man. It was frustrated, wanting to be like every other donkey, be like all the other horses and all the dogs and whatever else that were busy moving around, being petted, but nobody cared for this one. But he did not know that God had prophesied about it hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years before, that it was going to be that particular donkey that was going to be ridden in Jesus' triumphant entry. Frustrated. Nobody likes me. But God says, I'm saving you for the best. I'm saving you for the best. I've been hiding you because I have a bigger, better agenda for you. God has something on his mind for every one of us here today. A very specific grace that has been bestowed upon you. And today, I want to encourage you. Don't let go. Let God be God. He will not fail. He's saying, be manifest. He's saying it, be manifest. Dreams, be manifest. Hopes and aspirations, be manifest. That which God has for you must be manifested. And he's saying, I knew you while you were yet in your mother's womb. I formed you there. And listen, if you don't get that, you see this whole planet? I stretched the heavens over it. I stretched the earth. I spread it out like a blanket. And I did it all by myself. I don't need anybody's help, including yours. All I need for you to do is just believe me. One thing God wants more than anything else is to be believed. Just believe me. That's all. That's all you need to do. Just believe. If he says, nothing shall be impossible to them that believe. Just like nothing shall be impossible to God, nothing shall be impossible to them that believe. Will you believe God for your life today? Will you believe God for your marriage? Believe God for your business? Believe God for your relationship? Believe God for your family, for your children, for your spouse? If you do believe, then don't say anything that will contradict what you know God said. Because double-minded people cannot receive anything from God. Believe that too about him. Hello? If God says, I have blessed you, believe it. And stop believing those that say, you are not blessed. Stop believing those who say, nothing good is going to happen in your life. Stop believing those who say that your life is going to end up as nothing. Stop believing anything else. Just believe God, because he said, be manifest. He says, if you love him, he will make himself, Father and Son will manifest themselves to you. Hallelujah. He said, all creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. We shall see it. And we are part of that story. Amen? He is a God who commands light to come out of darkness. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6 to 7. So I begin to wrap up. He commands light to come out of darkness. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness. Why does he command light to shine out of darkness? Because it looked like darkness had overcome the light. It was like a black hole. And God says, light, come out! May God separate you from your dark days. Hallelujah. May God separate us all from our dark days and cause us to shine. Praise the Lord. In Luke chapter 8 and verse 17, the word of God says, that which is held in secret shall be made manifest. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest. Whatever it is that must be made manifest, it's going to be made manifest for your glorious experience and benefit. When we think about this particular passage, we think most times about, okay, you did something bad, it's going to show up. But that's not all he's talking about. He's saying, whatever is secret, whatever is hidden, is going to be made manifest. In Isaiah 45, Cyrus says that God is a God who gives him treasures in dark places. Hallelujah. That's the God you and I serve. He's still God. He will never not be God. He has always been God. And he's been God all by himself. That God is God who is going to keep his promise to you and I. You receive this word, then shout hallelujah unto the Lord. Amen. God is good. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be your holy name, Father. Tomorrow night is going to be another night of declaring this word. And it's going to be a night, I believe, that we are going to push in, not only in the declaration of the word of God, but we're going to push in to receive what we have to receive in prayer. God will honor his word. Hallelujah. It was Jacob who said, you're not leaving until you bless me. You got to bless me, because if you don't bless me, my goose is cooked. And we're going into a year that if we don't have the blessing of God on our lives, our goose is cooked. Somebody listening? You have to have the blessing of God. The God who says, that he's established his covenant, and he's saying, I want you to partner with me. And may I say this to us tonight before we leave. The God who said, we should not be unequally yoked with unbelievers, does the same thing. He will not be unequally yoked. So if God calls you to be a partner, he's elevating your status to remind you, I created you in my image and in my likeness. Adam gave birth to children after his image. God created us after his image. Fallen man created after his own image. But God wants you to reconnect with his image. Amen? May God birth us into our full destiny. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Rise with me. I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. Lord, we give all and turn all our cares to you. We have heard you loud and clear. Bring to pass your word in our lives, as individuals, as families, as a church. Manifest your glory. Surprise us. Lord, you have spoken very clearly that you are God all by yourself, and that you did all that you did all by yourself, and you're promising us that you will do it all by yourself once again. So do it in our lives. Cause those that stand against your divine purpose to be frustrated as liars. Drive the diviners mad, crazy mad. Because, Lord, oh God, all of their plans collapse and fail. Exalt your exalted name, oh God, in us. We surrender ourselves to you. And we say, Father, not by our might, nor by our power, but by your Spirit. This day, we say, like Zerubbabel said, you mount, who are you before Zerubbabel? We say to the mountains in our lives, who are you before me? I am the Son of the Most High God, and every mountain must collapse. Come down, let every valley be filled. Let a pathway be made even now. Let there be a manifestation of God's divine purpose. Arise, O God, and let every enemy be scattered. And all of God's people together in agreement in Jesus' name said, yes. They 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 said, yes. And amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to honor God with our offerings. Let God speak to your heart tonight. honor him, but an offering that is worthy of the Lord. Seek his face, hear his heart, ask him what he wants from you. Because whatever it is God wants for you, from you, is going to be something that he can multiply and increase unto you. If you don't have your communion elements, please raise your hand and you'll be served right away. Anyone needs communion? It's one person at that end. I'm going to ask Mama to come join me as we share together in communion. Praise the Lord. While you're getting ready to share in communion, do remember that tomorrow we continue. And then on Sunday, of course, Sunday morning, you know you'll be here. But Sunday evening, young folks are going to be ministering to us and sharing the love of God with us. There will be some adults that will join, of course. But I want you to invite your friends, neighbors, family, to come hear these young ones minister to us by the playing of instruments, by their singing, by their poetry, and whatever all else they'll be doing. But it's going to be a fun time just celebrating together. So do take note of that. And also do take note of the fact that we'll have a Christmas Eve service. That'll be on Thursday. That's Christmas Eve, Thursday. The Thursday after. All right? So plan on being here for that. Amen.
Yeah? Christmas.
Friday is Christmas
Saturday,
Eve?
Saturday is Christmas.
Oh, Saturday is Christmas?
Eve
oh,
before
okay.
Christmas.
Yeah. Okay, so thank
Friday.
You.
Friday.
Thank you so very much for correcting that. So
praise
Friday,
God.
All right.
I'm here listening to you.
Yes, praise that's good. God. So Friday. Okay. This is the body of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
This was a manifestation of the prophetic declaration that God declared over Adam and Eve, that a child was going to be born, the seed of the woman that was going to bruise the head of the serpent. Finally did come, and in short order he routed the forces of darkness and declared the kingdom of God come and the will of God done in the earth as it is in heaven. And he gave to us also the Holy Spirit, the Spirit that caused a dead child that was not moving to leap, come alive. As you take off this body today, let life come into every area of your life.
Amen.
Wholeness in every dimension. Peace galore and grace to succeed. Take of this body, eat in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Well, we heard the word of God tonight. The word we have heard. The promises of God that are yes and amen. May they be made manifest in our
Jesus
lives.
Jesus' name.
May God bring to pass.
Thank you, Father.
the destiny, the plan, the purposes, the prophecies about your life, my life, your family life, and everything he has designed for your life, may it come to pass.
Amen.
Nothing shall hinder it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
As we take of this cup of blessing, the cup of covenant, may God remember his covenant.
Amen.
The God who never lies, may he bring everything to come to pass.
Yes, Lord.
Say, be manifest.
Be manifest.
Promises of God.
Promises of God.
Be manifest.
Be manifest.
In my life.
In my life.
Promises of God.
Promises of God.
Be manifest.
Be manifest.
In my life.
In my life.
In my family.
In my family.
In my ministry.
In my ministry.
In my business.
In my business.
In everything.
In everything.
That concerns me.
That concerns me.
In Jesus' name, if you believe so, say amen. Take
amen.
And drink.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God is good.
All the time.
Amen. Raise your hands before the Lord. Father, we belong to you.
Yes.
We are yours. That the glory that you have ordained to manifest in our lives, even before the foundations of the earth, be manifested in us and through us.
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
We belong to you.
Yes, we do.
Be exalted, O God, in our lives, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Be blessed and be highly favored of the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you richly. Amen. Let's give us the Zoom, guys. Thank you. Praise the Lord.
Hello, good family of God. Hello,
Amen.
Brother Bill, Sister yes. Carol, Sister yes. Grace, and Brother Isaac. Oh, he ran home.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.